worship this morning with the message, and I pray that you would use me again to speak to each and every one of us in the heart and those that might be listening on Facebook, Lord. I just pray that you would be with each and every one of us and just open our hearts to hear your word, and that you would use me to speak to them all. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, those are some good songs. I love those songs. Blessing the Lord. Because honestly, right now, human-wise, I would tell you I am having a hard time because of everything that I've gone through in the last several weeks, several months. It's been straining. It's been stressing. And for most people, it would be easily to, as things pile up, and even with what I'm going through, I can tell you there's a lot, somebody else that could be, that's going through a lot worse than me. So imagine that on how a human would be able to take that without the love and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Most people can't. That's why a lot of people are finding themselves depressed in a dark spaces, dark sims. But, which brings up the name of the sermon today, Nature of Wisdom. Wisdom that defines us, each and every one of us, as we grow up, we all gain wisdom in something. You know, wisdom in our job performance, you know, wisdom in going through schooling, you know, just wisdom growing up through life. But when I'm talking nature or wisdom here, I'm talking about things of knowledge that we're growing, of learning things, discerning things, nature of our beliefs, our, you know, things that are fundamental that help us grow as we grow up and we think. Now, obviously, we know, you know, and as we gain over the years of the human nature mixed with the nature of, the problem is with the human nature that we gain, we know that as Christians, we know that when we're born into the sin of nature. And that's the wisdom that we grow up with as we're growing up. I mean, let me ask you all this question. How many of you all were 100% perfect angels as kids? And I can tell you, I know I wasn't. So if you were, you're a better person than I am. I'm going to tell you that now. Because I know I have my little devil streak down my back. But that's because, again, I was born in that sinful nature. And my wisdom was growing of that nature from the wisdom that's in this world, teaching me things that go against God. You know, not yet to hear the word. You know, obviously, it's easy for us to lie, steal, you know, cheat, you know, things that we know that are inappropriate as Christians, that it defines us what we are when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's like a tree. You know, and you can tell when a tree is good and a tree is bad. Now, what happens when these trees don't get the nutrients from the ground or the water? What happens to them? They wither and die, and they go like this. You know, that's what we are as Christians. We'll learn that as we're going along. I mean, as a Christian, as we're learning and gaining wisdom in the strength of the Lord and the knowledge of the Lord, what happens? We're gaining that wisdom. We're getting the nutrients. We're getting the water from the Word of God through communion with them, through prayer, through fellowship with other fellow Christians, you know, holding us accountable. So as we're learning off each other and as we're learning from the Word of God, we're gaining the wisdom of God. And to me, that's the best type of wisdom you can get, the knowledge and the word of the Holy Spirit. I mean, my big question is, and one of the things that I was going to, my original sermon is, here's a crazy thing, and talking about how crazy things are. I had an original sermon typed up. Well, Friday night I had an accident, and my laptop decided to get bumped into a wall and cracked my screen. So obviously, my original sermon was in my files, and I couldn't access them. So in one day, I had to get a new laptop, type up a new sermon, and honestly, if I was, I wouldn't have been able to do that if that was a human and still sinful nature. I would have been angry. I would have been mad. I would have lost it. I would have probably used words that I know I shouldn't use. But luckily, as a Christian, I remember, Lord, give me, I don't ask this question lightly, because I want everybody to understand this, because with wisdom, we gain patience and strength. That's why I'm talking more about wisdom. My original was to be talking about patience. But my question for you on this is, when you guys are praying, do you guys pray for wisdom to gain patience, or do you pray directly for patience? Because I'm going to tell you this. I don't know about you all, but I've learned over the years that if you pay directly to the Lord about patience, He's going to give you those tests, and He's going to test you to help you develop that patience. And I'm going to tell you, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know for me, when I have done that when I was younger, I would lose. And I would gain some patience, but I would end up losing overall, because I'm not, I didn't ask for the right thing. And that is, Lord, give me the wisdom. Show me things that help me to develop that patience. So now I'm more into, when I'm praying, I'm like, Lord, I don't have the strength to accomplish this. I don't have the strength to get through this stuff, but I do have the strength to show me the wisdom through your word to accomplish this, so that I may gain gold strength. I'm going to be the honest truthfully. Most of y'all know what I've been going through with the house. We're still dealing with the probate, trying to get the money. And now it looks like it could be March before I get into that house. Most people, if they're in the human sinful nature, would be go absolutely berserk, jumping crazy, and just chewing everybody out. Well, thank goodness the Lord has given me patience on that. Have I had days where I've been depressed over it? Yes. I've sad. I've cried. I've talked to people. I've even talked to Brother Alex. But the thing of it is, the Lord has given me the wisdom to seek Him out, pray about Him, because it's going to be according to His will, His time, when it happens. Even though the human side of me says, Lord, can I please get my house? I am not ready to spend another few months in a blooming hotel. I've spent the last 3 months in a hotel. Well, based on that, and my first section I call walking in the dark of wisdom. So going back with that, again, how many of you find out as you were growing up that all kids think they know about everything. We think we know more than the adults as we're growing up. And when I'm talking kids, I'm talking from youngsters all the way to teenagers. Particularly the teenagers, they think they know more than the adults. But the problem is, they may not have been shown the Word of God and the true wisdom, where true wisdom comes from. So, obviously, we're born with that darkness where it's easy for us to cheat, steal, do things that we know that are in the sinful nature of human. It's like this. Got to have my pair of eyes. Boy, it's what happens when you get older. Proverbs 20:20 says this: whosoever curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. And as I was reading this verse, I'm thinking, that reminds me of the Ten Commandments. Obviously, is one of that is to honor and obey your parents. Well, obviously, that right there, that's wisdom in itself, because as I'm growing up, I loved my parents. Did I necessarily agree with everything they told us? No, because that's because I was ignorant, young, dumb, and not wisdom enough to know that what they say were truth, especially growing up in a home that was raised on the Word of God. And they were trying to teach us the Word of God, and they were trying to teach us the true wisdom of His Word and the nature, which helps us to get through things, helps us in the good times, helps us in the bad times, helps us in the sadness. You know, whatever you're going through, you turn to the Word of God, and there's the wisdom. There's something that covers everything. Again, the Bible, you know, people are always saying they wish they had a manual for life. Well, we do. It's called the Word of God. It's truth. It speaks the truth. It is the truth. And it's the wisdom of everything. You've got everything that you can want inside this one book, the Word of God, and it's the wisdom of the Lord. You know, Isaiah 45:7 says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Lord, do all these things. Well, to me, I've learned something when I read that verse. I'm thinking, okay, you're right. We all know he's the Alpha, he's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. The one thing that I've learned as I was going, even typing this up, it actually made me think about things I say, things I do, things I look at. You know, because I will tell you, at sinful nature, I will tell you growing up, I loved the Lord. I loved to read the Bible with my dad every night. But as I got older and got into, you know, things that I'm doing, you know, working, doing things for high school, by the time I got into my 20s, I won't say I had a full rebellion against, I didn't never really rebel against my parents. I can honestly say that I honored my, always honored, I can honestly say with 100% I always obeyed and honored my parents. But I rebelled against God because I got into the sinful nature. I got into things that I got addicted to, which, and I'm not afraid to share the story that I've gotten addicted to pornography, things like that that you would do when you were young. It took years for me to sit with fellow Christians like Brother Alex. I don't know, some of you may have met his son, Andrew. Some of you might remember Brother Aaron when he was the pastor here. Me, Aaron, and some others met, and we had a group, and we were working on some of those addictions, because even then, I still had it up to my adult. It's still an addiction. The only reason why I haven't fallen back into it, it's because I trust one thing, and that's the wisdom of the Lord. You know, because the sinful nature, it leads us to nothing but darkness and destruction and despair. It would be so easily for me to be a human stand here and be despair with everything. You know, I've lost mom last year, dad this year, the house in August. Now I'm dealing with kidney stones, which I'm having a hard time. You know, in the past, I got over pretty quick, but this time it's given me a few health issues. I've had up and down days where I've had some bad nights. But I look at it as, Lord, you're trying to teach me something. What are you trying to teach me? What is it that's in my sinful nature right now that's causing me to stumble, block, and fall? Because I've had moments where I've questioned myself. I'm not going to lie. I try never to question the Lord, but I've had my days. I've had my low moments where I have. Well, that's obviously going into that's the sinful nature, that's destruction, despair, and it leads nothing but to destruction no matter what. The one thing that makes me difference between me and the sinner of this world is that I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I have that eternal life. But those that are in the world, their only wisdom is the sin and natural nature of the sexual activities, the cheating, the everything that's sinful in this nature that the devil just loves to keep them hold of. They don't have the knowledge of the eternal salvation in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. We do. And we choose to follow them, accept them. Those that are in this world, all it's doing is leading them into darkness and destruction, and they're going to end up in the lake of fire, or hell as we call it. I mean, most, you know, as we're growing up, and how many, you don't have to raise your hands, but How many of us, when we were actually getting into teenagers, think they knew where they were going once they got out of high school? I mean, you had plans, you had knowledge, your wisdom was there, that you're like, okay, I know what I need to do for getting through college, getting through that degree, you know, having a family through the years. You know, and again, so that's the human wisdom of what we were taught, what we were raised on. And that's most standard, you know, in most family, that's the way we were raised. The difference is, the difference between where you can tell someone loves the Lord and tries to depend on the Lord, knows that we all have dreams, we all had hopes, we all had inspirations, but the difference is, how are you chasing those hopes and dreams? Are you chasing them through the world that's showing you fast money, fast cars, fast life? Or are you going through the Lord, which says, listen, I've got hopes, I got dreams for you, I know my will for your plan. Are you willing to lay your life down and follow me so you can reach those? Which makes a big difference, because sometimes as we grow older, and if you get to know the Lord, those hopes and dreams have changed. You know, like I said, you know, and over the last several years, if you had asked me if I'd be standing up here and speaking and preaching and all that, I would have said no. But the Lord has used me in this church through that, and working with Carla back there, working on sound. It started with Brother Aaron when I was working on sound, then, you know, help leading the song, and now leading the song when I'm healthy. Thank goodness I got two ladies that can cover me when I'm not, but it is an experience. Those things were not part of my original dreams, but because I tried to seek the Lord's things, these are maybe things that the Lord wanted me, that's showing me, I've got other plans for you, but you got to trust him. And that's the biggest part of the darkness of this world. They cannot trust him or follow him because of their sinful nation. You know, and so they don't have that clear light. For us as Christians, we're in a dark world. We know it. But what is the best light we can have? The Lord Jesus Christ. He is our lamp unto our feet. He is the light that shines us and shows us the path of righteousness. As Lamentations 3:2 says, he has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. What he's talking about here is the sinful nature of man. As we're growing up, we're taught by different people. We learn from our friends. We learn from our families. We learn from colleagues. But we're taught to love the things of this world. You know, we are conformed to this world. We are the likeness of this world, which is the reflection of the darkness of evil and sin. You know, but as a man walks in darkness where the difference was, as sometimes, and that's why I've always loved the story of, I always consider myself like, I'm not David, King David, but I see myself representing parts of his life where I love the Lord, I tried to serve the Lord with all my heart, but I stumble, I fall, I sin. You know, whatever the sin nature it is. And, you know, sometimes it might be using inappropriate language or looking at inappropriate things. But then I go back, and then the good thing about it is, as we grow up, if the Lord is, and this is the big difference, we know the Lord knows the people he wants. He reaches out and chooses you. He puts people in and around you that's going to love the Lord, that's going to show you the Word of God. It may be a simple somebody that's coming up to invite you to go to church, but it may be someone like, with my experience, that's like Brother Aaron, Brother Alex, Brother Dwight, and several others I've known over the years since being down here that have actually helped me grow by talking with them, just being Christians. And it's just simple talking. And it's simple talking about the Lord or simple things. You know, it could be simply talking about, you know, I love sports. Some people love working on farms. But simple things like that can reflect the love of the Lord. And that shows you. And obviously, when it does, that is showing the light of the love of the Lord of the Jesus Christ. And as we know as we learn and grow in His wisdom, we learn, and we will always constantly be learning. We will be learning till the day we're dead. Because I don't know about anybody else, wisdom never stops. There's always something to learn and grow to. You know, because once we have actually, you know, and again, as we're learning about the death, burial, and resurrection, it gets to a point where the Lord says, it's time for you to choose. Either you're going to love your old life, and you're going to live your old life, and you're going to live eternal condemnation, or you're going to accept Him as the Lord and Savior, that He came to this earth, died on the cross, buried, rose again 3 days, giving us eternal salvation, conquering death, conquering sins, giving His blood on the cross to wash away our sins. Because I know for a fact, I'm the one that should have been on that cross, not the Lord Jesus Christ. It just, and that's the wisdom as we're learning and as we're growing about the Lord and, you know, the teaching. You know, I've always loved the feeding of the 5,000. You know, the Bible says that blessed are those that see and believe, but blessed are those that hear and believed. Meaning those that have actually got to saw the miracles were blessed. But for us that are living in this generation and we accept the Bible as the truth, and which is the Word of God, we are blessed more because we believe what was written for us in the Word of God. And that gives us the blessings of eternal salvation, the blessing of mercy, His love, His justice, His grace. Things that the outside world could not understand. That's what makes us as Christians different from that world. Because we are passing the old life, accepting the Lord as Jesus Christ as our Savior, letting Him rule our lives, and we're passing on to the new life. Whereas we choose to follow His commandments from the Word of the that He has given us to live by, and choosing to give up the old life to follow Him. Does that mean we won't stumble and fall? No, because we're still in our sinful nature bodies. These bodies they will fall, they will sinful. But the big thing is learning the wisdom, meaning as we're going on, and this is what I like about 2 Corinthians 5, 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That in itself is wisdom right there. You can't. That to me that's one of my favorite verses that reminds me that I have to stop living, because there's times where I end up stumbling, probably revert to some of my old things that I did in my life. But then I think about the Word of God, and I think about some of the verses, particularly this one, that reminds me That's my old life. I have to let it go. I have to ask forgiveness for the sins that I've done and pick up the cross and follow Jesus Christ and follow him, you know, which means sharing the gospel, you know, inviting people to church, helping those that are in need, sharing, you know, crying with somebody if it means crying with them, laughing with them when they're, you know, it's time of laughter, you know, being there if they just need someone to, you know, share something emotional. You know, it's, and those are just the things. It's about obeying the Christ and giving back to him. Everything we have is his. We're just borrowing it. In the end, it all goes back. It all goes back to the Lord in the end. In Romans 12:2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God," which means he already knows what we're going to do before we even do it. So his will is so perfect, he knows what we're going to decide. He knows what we're going to choose to do. But the fact of it is, he still gives us that choice to, and I don't like the term use of free will, but there is that choice of will. The one choice that he does freely give us is to accept him and follow his word and his love and the commandments. Or you live in this world, you follow the world, and we know what's going on in Washington right now. We know what's going on in this world with all these wars and all this talk of transgender stuff and all this other thing stuff that's going on. That is of this world. It is the condemnation of sin, which is going to lead those that follow to choose those sins ends up being destruction and death, eternal death. Talking about absent-minded tea. Oh, there it is. Wow. Which brings back to the wisdom of the Lord. When we start, you know, we're fortunate enough that when we are taught by people that love us. Like I said, I was lucky to grow up in a Christian home. We were raised in the Christian church. We were taught the Bible. So I was fortunate enough to learn at an early age. And I know I've accepted the Lord in Christ. Now, like I said, as an adult, I got things I know I'm going to have to stand before the Lord and answer from. And I don't like that wisdom, because that wisdom separated me and the Lord from the blessings that I could have had. But I also know that he's loving, mercy, justice, and we're already forgiven for sins. We're already forgiven sins. Here's the wonderful knowledge of this. As Christians, we don't have a right to go sinning, but we know we will sin. But the wisdom of this is, and if you study the Word of God, the one good thing that the Bible promises that we're already forgiven of sins that we will commit, because he knows we're still in that human nature body, and we are going to stumble, and we are going to fall. But we have already been forgiven. Obviously, we will need to, when we do commit them, we do need to repent and ask forgiveness and being shown back to the path of righteousness. You know, so we, again, and this is where studying the Word of God comes in, and prayer and fellowship with this. I mean, the Bible tells us, and this is why I love the Ephesians, about putting on the whole armor of God, you know, the girth of the loin, picking up the sword, which is the Bible, putting on the helmet and the shield. It is that we need to pray and constantly ask the Lord to help protect our mind, our heart, and our soul, because we are told to be warned against about be careful what you see, what you say, what you hear, what you speak. Because in the human natural sense, we're going to hurt, we may say or do something that can hurt other people, which is obviously is a sin against God, because we're commanded to love others as He loved us. So we are to show the love and mercy that He has shown to us by dying on the cross, shedding His blood. That was love and mercy. We are to show love and mercy unto our enemies that would persecute us and torture us. That's the wisdom of studying the Word of God and learning about God and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to behave and act through the Ten Commandments. And, you know, I always said, look, I had a conversation with some other people recently that I was saying, you know, we're talking about finances and all that. Well, you know, I remember the book, there's a chapter in Deuteronomy that says, and I wish I had been smarter back 20 years ago. And it talks about how we are to deal with our finances. So, again, and that's finances. That's just one thing. You know, and what does a lot of people get into trouble in this world? Finances. It's right there in the Bible. The Bible has everything that we need to know is right there. And how we avoid those pitfalls is reading the Bible, reading the Word of God, gaining that knowledge, studying the verses, learning the verses, keeping them in our heart. That's how we gain the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. In Joshua 1:8, it says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, thou that may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then shalt have good success." Well, I can't speak for everyone. I'm only going to speak for myself, that I know that that verse is solely true. That verse right there definitely holds meaning for me, because when I'm following the Lord, I find myself less stressed, less anxious, less impatient, and I find out things go a little bit smoother. Now, is it always according to what I want? No, because it's going to be according to what God's will is for my life. And the knowledge is, and thing about the Bible, it reminds me we need to pray that all things are done through His will and according to His will and love. And you're going to find, I've actually found out where I've had weeks, you know, speaking of finance, I've found weeks over the last few weeks where money has been tight. And then there's been weeks when I'm really trying to follow the Lord where I've actually had prosperous weeks and like, wow, Lord, thank you. Because I was expecting to things being tight, you know. But again, it's because I'm, you know, studying the Word of God, trying to follow up, and we're following. You know, Psalms 1:2, it says, and this is really one of my favorite verses, because I love Psalms 1:1 through, I think it's through Psalms 1, verse 3 or 4. It talks about the fruit of being like a tree planted in the water, because we know that as Christians, we are like trees. We are supposed to be prosperous. We're supposed to be able to bear fruit, because that's how people see our works through the Lord. It's not that we get saved, but the relevance of being saved and sharing, growing fruit is the labor of us doing the work of the Lord and commanding, which means we're studying His Word. We're getting the food and the nutrients that we need to grow. And if you're sharing the Word and you're inviting people to Christians and you're showing the love and mercy, well, as trees, that tree is going to grow. As Christians, we should always be concerned with reading the Word of God and studying and increase the knowledge of the will of the Lord. especially as his people. I mean, obviously, it's meant for us to study in prayer. That's how we get to know the Lord more. We commune through the Holy Spirit with the Lord. You know, and sometimes I know when I'm praying, I can't explain it, or I would not try to explain it, but there's times where I get feelings that I know that the Lord's talking to me, because I get a rather, wouldn't be a normal peace, but a peace beyond something that kind of lifts me out of my body. And I'm not saying that that happens. I'm just saying that it's when I'm praying and I feel this peace, it's totally different than being at peace, like when I'm talking with a friend. You know, I'm at peace and I'm at rest, but it's a whole different, it's a spiritual peace, knowing that, you know, the Lord's got a plan. Something's going to work out, whatever I'm praying to or talking to him about. And then I go back and I think about the Word of God. I think about the verses that I, you know, that I truly keep in my heart, and that I know, which I mean, which should be all the verses, but, you know, we all know, we all have our favorite verses. And those are the ones that definitely pop up into my mind and keep going. So, you know, gaining the knowledge and wisdom as a Christian is always going to be a continuous growing thing, something that we need to continue on. And again, it's through the study of the Word of God and fellowshipping with other fellow Christians, praying to the Lord, spending time in prayer, you know, not only as a church, but your own prayer life. Think about your own prayer life in your lives. Are you spending enough time praying to the Lord and seeking His will? Are you finding that peace? Are you finding that wisdom that says, you know, I didn't think about that, Lord. That makes more sense than what I was going to plan on doing it, you know. You know, it might be something as simple as you might have, okay, you thought of one thing, but then as you're praying and seeking the Lord's will, He may show you something else that may be in the long run far better His plan than yours. And it may, and you'll find out that it's more prosperous, more peace, more joy. You know, and as Christians, as we, you know, we start walking in the wisdom of darkness. We're all born in sin. We're all born into grace. You know, and as we grow, our wisdom in darkness grows. You know, especially if you learn to hang out with kids that, hang out with parents that may, you know, they may learn to steal, hang out with gangs. You know, they may get to the point where if they continue into darkness, they may end up hooked on alcohol, hooked on drugs. You know, and it's all wisdom. We learn it from somewhere. We gain this knowledge from somebody or someone. But that leads to the path of destruction. But as Christians, and if you're fortunate enough to have people and surround you, or the Lord puts people in your lives to teach you the Word of God and show you the Word of God, your knowledge of God is going to overgrow and overshadow. Yes, you still have the knowledge of what goes on in the world, but you have the knowledge of what goes on with the Lord. But as we are awakened, as I say, awakened in the knowledge of the Lord of Jesus Christ and eternal salvation, and we choose to accept Him and follow His word, our spirits grow, our knowledge grows. Are we going to be perfect? Like I said, not until the day one, till we're either the Lord comes back and gets us and we're put in our new bodies, or you're 6 foot under the ground and you're dead and your spirit comes back and He comes back to retrieve His bodies and we still receive our new bodies, which will be sinless bodies. We will be in the perfect of the Lord. We will be like the Lord in His nature that will be sinless. There won't be no more sin in this world, no more this, but we will be able to worship and glorify and lift His name up, which we know that God and Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can be glorified and worshiped. He's the only one that's ever been on this planet that's been absolutely perfect and sinless. So as we learn, we go from that transforming of the old life, which means I don't have to worry about sinning. If I'm trying to follow the Lord, I don't want to use my old stuff. I don't want to go back to that old life. It's destructive. It's depressing. It's dark. It's anger. Things that if somehow we've all been in those spots before where, you know, we get a little depressed or maybe a little anger or that. But the difference is with the love of the Lord and transforming into the new life, as Christians, will we get anger? Will we get depressed? Yeah, but then we have the knowledge that if we seek the Lord, pray with the Lord, read His Word of God, we're going to overcome it and go beyond. So then, which as we go spiritually studying and communing with the Lord and gaining knowledge of His Word, so Christians, let's guard our hearts, minds, and study the Word of God and grow in the knowledge and wisdom, and which is the true beauty and nature of wisdom, which is the Word of God and the death, burial, and this eternal salvation through His Word and prayer.